speak.
So Uxmal is a very important complex here in the Yucatan. Its buildings are very indicative of the Puuc style. The main buildings are the Pyramid of the Magician, the Great Pyramid, and the Nunnery, Edificio de las Monjas. And actually, one part that I found interesting was that the nunnery was never a nunnery. It's just that the first people who found it just, you know, sort of like, hey, this kind of looks like a monastery. But it's just because the building didn't have any domestic things left in the rooms, and that's because it was sort of a government office building and not a monastery. One of the things we found most interesting, which I was not expecting, was lots of phalluses.
That is very true.
There's a temple of the phalluses, which is pretty far off the beaten track and not really that impressive, but there's lots of phalluses.
It's still being excavated and reconstructed.
Someday there will be a building over there loaded up with phalluses.
Which acted like gargoyles to get rid of the water from the building.
Gutters.
Yeah, like gutters.
And then on the nunnery, there's also phalluses on the western facade.
Proving not a nunnery, one would assume.
Yes, one would assume. One would hope.
Yes.
And the most interesting building, I think, is the Magician's Pyramid, the House of the Magician. Mm-hmm. It's called the House of the Magician because up on top of the pyramid is the emblematic thatched roof house.
Mm-hmm. Also known on the signs here as the Temple of the Soothsayer.
Temple of the Soothsayer is how they're translating magician.
Adivino.
So there's an amazing story. You should probably just look it up on Wikipedia.
No, that will be done in a separate video. You will be telling us the story in video number two.
Fine, sure.
About the dwarf. The dwarf of Uxmal.
To come later, the dwarf.
Oh, and we had to pay money to get in.
Oh, yeah, that sucks.
Not fun. But I was apparently a Mexican, so got a discount. Always good.
Wait a minute.